The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends, Thursday, September the 26th. Oh, it's Thursday, September the 6th. I'm getting way ahead of my time. This is Thursday, September the 6th. So look at your calendar. What? We got Barb King with us today, Ronald McDonald House Charities. And the reason I think I was jumping ahead into the 20s is because we're talking about an event that you have coming up September 29th,
yes,
right?
Yes, our Show Me 100 bike ride.
Okay, so this is September the 6th. People have got 3 weeks yet to sign up for this. The Ronald McDonald House Charities Show Me 100 bike ride. This is where people ride 100 miles on their bicycle?
Only the really extreme riders. We also have a 30 mile and a 60 mile.
Now, you are an extreme rider because if you could see her today, in fact, if you go to KBIA.org, click on talk shows and then Radio Friends, you will see she's a very extreme rider. She's got her bicycle helmet on.
I wore it especially for you.
Well, you rode your bicycle down here to rehearse, right?
Maybe.
All right, so what are you hoping will happen with this?
I am hoping it's going to be a really fun day. I'm looking forward to it. I hope that we get riders and they go out and have just an enjoyable ride. We took out all the hills this year.
You took out all the hills?
Oh, yeah,
What'd you do, take a bulldozer and go?
We just worked around them. You know, it's going to be
so
beautiful.
It's all flat riding.
Oh, yeah, most maybe a little hill every now and then. But most of it's flat, and it's going to be a really great day for
so
riding.
So for the 100-mile ride, where do they go?
They are going to be going to over to Hallsville, up to Centralia.
They leave from
over
where?
To Avoz, Parkade Center.
Okay.
Everything takes off from Parkade.
So they leave from Parkade, they go to Hallsville, then where?
Centralia.
Yeah, then?
Avoz.
Avoz.
Yes, and then back to Columbia.
That's 100 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what happens if somebody signs up for the 100 miles, but they, after about 75 miles, they decide, we've had it?
Well, we are giving them maps of all the rides. So if they get up to Centralia and decide they don't want to do the 100, they can do the 60 and head back home. So all the routes start out the same.
And how are you raising your money for this?
It costs $25 to register for the ride.
Okay.
And with that, you get a t-shirt and a goodie bag, and you'll get a glass at the end of the ride with the logo on it. It's very nice. And then we would like you to fundraise for us. Get sponsors to give you money. You
can, for each mile that you ride?
That kind of thing. Or, you know, $50. Just, there you go. You do this ride and I'll give you $50. But they each have a page, a fundraising page on First Giving. And they are our site for fundraising. And you can
So how much money people. Do you envision raising from this?
Lots. Last year we made about $22,000, so I'm really hoping that we can make about $40,000 this year.
Oh my goodness! So you're almost doubling it.
Oh yeah, my expectations are
$40,000, $50,000,
$60,000.
How many people? How many people do you need? Are you hoping will sign up?
I am. We had a little over 100 last year, and I would love for that to double to 200 this year. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lifestyle festival after the rides, where we're going to have a live band and all kind of vendors. We've got about 30 vendors signed up so far, and lots of fun. There'll be food and sodas and drinks and just have a good time afterwards.
All right, so we'll talk a little bit about Ronald McDonald House in a minute, but I want you to, again, if people want to sign up for this, she really would feel good if you're thinking about doing it, signing up as soon as possible.
As soon as you
have a good idea of how many people you're going to have.
And so we know your T-shirt size.
Oh, that's the important thing, knowing what the T-shirt size
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Okay, how do they sign up?
You can go to RideShowMe100.com, and that's a website.
www.RideShowMe100.com.
And that will give you information about the ride and the day and everything you need to know. And there are lots of places throughout there to click on the link that will take you directly to the First Giving website where you actually register.
Okay, so they have to register online.
Yes.
Now, what if they didn't get that? Can they just go to Ronald McDonald House Charities and then will it lead you there?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you're driving right now and you didn't write down that great big long address that she gave you, just remember the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
Go to that website and then there will be a link on there leading you to the Show Me 100 ride.
Yes.
Are you riding?
You can even call me.
Oh, call her. She's a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
She's got a great personality.
My direct line is 817-1747.
817-1747. And a bank of operators are standing by
to
feed all those calls into her right now.
That's right.
Because you've got such a great personality.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk. You're hoping you'll raise $40,000.
Yes.
And I hope you raise $40,000 or $50,000.
Thank you.
But let's talk about what the Ronald McDonald House does.
The Ronald McDonald House is a home away from home for parents that have children in the hospital, either seriously ill or injured. And it's a place where they can go and sort of regroup. You know, when you have a sick child in the hospital, they need their mom and dad close.
Of course they do.
And so that's what we are giving them, a place where they can get a meal, a hot meal every night. They've got a place to do laundry. They've got a room that they can just kick back and recharge.
And you know, the other thing is they're in a wonderful, loving house with other families that are going through the same situation.
Oh, yeah.
And when you have the ability to talk to someone who is wearing the same shoes you are, maybe the problem doesn't seem as bad. I mean, any way you look at it, you got a sick kid. You're upset about it. And it's a hard road.
It's tough.
But when you're talking to other people, it's a support line there, too.
It really is. The families, they bond with each other.
Yeah.
And it's a very good environment for them.
So for more information, you can go to Ronald McDonald House. And I wish you the very best with the Show Me 100 bike ride. I hope you have 500 or 600 people signing up, and I hope the roads are so clogged with bicycles that day that motorists are having to pull over.
We can do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Barb King, and come back anytime you want.
Great. Love
okay?
it. Thanks,
Barb
Paul.
King, Ronald McDonald House Charity, Show Me 100 bike ride. It will be Saturday, September the 29th. Sign up for it. Let's see. Tomorrow, the Long Road Home Project and City of Columbia volunteers are looking for people to help. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Reynolds Journalism Institute audio is Kyle Felling from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And anything you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. She's taking off her bicycle helmet right now. Good luck to you, Barb. See you. Bye-bye.